How was your day? What went on at work? What did you learn at school? These were all the questions that got asked at my family's dinner table when I grew up. It makes me sad to hear about people who always ate in front of the TV or everyone had their separate meal times. It was the same at holidays for my family. I was blessed with a family who would sit down and share a meal together, and some of the most wonderful memories from my childhood came at that table, sharing a meal with people I loved. And as an adult, still, some of my most joyful experiences have come from sitting at a table with people I care about, having good conversation, and sharing food with them. The meal is a powerful time. It's not just a time that's physically efficient. I come and get food for that my body needs. It is also a spiritual necessity to sit down at the table with one another, share meals together. I think it's because the family meal combines two things that we desperately need and crave. It combines food with relationship. Jesus came to form a new family, a new kind of family, that wasn't connected by DNA, but by God's grace and His love. And the Lord's Supper that Jesus instituted on His last night with His disciples is our family meal. It's this meal that tells us what it means to be a part of this new family. I want to invite you to picture being there that night. Picture sitting in the upper room with Jesus and His disciples, away from the hub of the Passover feast where Jerusalem was filled with people, in a quiet upper room. Picture real people lying, reclining around a table. Imagine the smells of the food, the sounds of conversation and of food being passed to one another and of conversation. When I read this, the fact that Jesus shares a meal with His disciples is just so earthy and real. And I think that's part of the point of the Last Supper. Jesus didn't stand on the altar and recite words and pass out little pieces of bread and cups of juice. Jesus simply ate a meal with His disciples. Now, we have purposes for doing it the way we do it usually. But the ritual that we do in celebrating the Lord's Supper can never replace real relationships, real meals with people, real tables, real people, real food shared together. Jesus is about to change the world with what's going to happen in the next few days. But when He asks His disciples to remember Him, He asks them to come back to this very small, intimate gathering, this personal time, this very earthy experience of sharing a meal with Him. That's how He asks them to remember Him. And then there was the dinner conversation. Like most family meals, there's an argument. Jesus decides to wash His disciples' feet. Jesus is trying to, this new family that He's beginning is different from what most of us experience, from how most families and how the world functions. Peter objects. He says, how could you, the master, the teacher, the Lord, wash my feet? And in some ways, Peter's right. Peter knows that this is not normal. This is not conventional. This is not socially acceptable. But Jesus says that this is a lesson about what it means to be His family. He says, "For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." He says, "My family is a family where we are humble people, where we love each other and where we serve each other no matter what." It might be weird, it might be difficult, but that is who we are as a family. And in fact, it's that very weirdness and that those difficult things that define and help other people see what family we're a part of. In verse 35, He says, By this, everyone will know that you are My disciples if you have love for one another. Jesus is starting a family with strange people who don't play the world's games, but simply love one another no matter what it takes. Another storyteller, as he tells the story of Jesus' last night with the disciples, talks about how Jesus teaches this lesson in a different way. He remembers Jesus at the table and the words that He spoke as He shared this food with His disciples. Jesus had sat down with this Passover meal. And the Passover meal was a symbolic meal. It was a time where the people remembered what God had done for them when he brought them out of Egypt, delivered them out of slavery, and gave them this new land, called them to be his people. It's a story that they were remembering of God's grace and power, of the sorrow that often goes along with living that life, but also of the hope that God offers. And Jesus puts himself at the center of that grace and power, the sorrow and the hope. Over the next few days with the disciples, he is going to be the embodiment of God's grace, the reality of the sorrows of this fallen world, the power that God has, and the hope that we are invited into. And when he shares this meal and asks them to remember him with the bread and with the wine, he is allowing the disciples to take that reality into themselves by eating it and by drinking. Just like the foot washing, Jesus said, "Not to see God and nation, look at the love I have for you as I sacrifice my body and my life." And then the rest of the conversation. John tells us that after his meal, she goes on the station, all carrying the and kind of. He's not tough. Seeing me, seeing her. I wait in the loaf. Because God will know strength for wisdom, and it will send the Holy Spirit to them. He teaches the whole hymn, no word. In John 15, he says, I am the branch, apart from me, can do nothing. But it's his ultimate joy. And then he prays for them. He prays for unity with himself and with one another. We remember and celebrate this meal because it's a meal that tells us who we are and what we're called to be. It's a meal that reminds us of things so that we could be called his children. It's a meal that invites us to join God's family as daughters and sons with the boldness that comes from God's grace and the humility that comes from knowing that the Creator of the world would wash our feet and sacrifice his life for us. And it's a meal that shows us what it means to be God's family. And so the meal we share tonight is not just a ritual, and that's one of the reasons we're going to be doing it quite differently. This meal is an entrance into a relationship. It's about joining God's story. It's a time to remember that we're called to be a new kind of family. How we eat, how we live together, how we serve, how we tell Jesus' story. This is our invitation to the world. To join God's family and to experience his love. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time to be with one another and this time to commune and remember you. And Lord, I pray that as we take the bread and the juice into our bodies, Lord, that we would take your love and your lessons that you teach us into our hearts as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.